It's our final segment with Tommy Pallotta. I'm going to get into the nature of the New World Order, their master plan, some of their biggest secrets, but also the secret of free humanity. Coming up in the next segment, we've got some more video and news we're going to be announcing throughout this fourth hour. We are live September 27th, 2010, on this Monday edition. Let's hurry with quick questions or comments for Tommy Pallotta, premiering the internet version of Collapsus here on the show today. Very honored. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good speaking with you, Tommy and Alex. I just wanted to say that, like, in during a crisis, like, let's say that, like, the internet and cell phones go down, I think that we're most vulnerable in that state because the population is only going to have a few outlets where they're going to have information coming.
And then
from.
When it turns back on, the Pentagon says you won't have the freedom anymore.
Yeah, that's why, like I'm a rancher in Texas, and there's very few people that actually know that can actually go past 3 days without having to go to a store or needing gas or needing some sort of being on the grid somehow. But
yeah, we have to realize how unnatural this existence has gotten, and it's allowed the globalists to set up their scientific dictatorship. And now that they've got us dependent on them, they're slowly trying to cut off our resources to make us even more dependent. Tommy?
I agree. I mean, you don't really realize it until you're without it. But everything that we do, we're completely dependent. All of our modern society, everything that we do is dependent on energy right now. And as soon as that goes away, everything's going to collapse.
And they're not just blocking new technologies. They're trying to shut down the family farms and ranches. Tommy, have you seen all that legislation where you won't even be able to pick peaches at your own orchard and sell them on the side of the highway?
Yeah, I've scanned the headlines. I've seen that, yeah.
It's amazing. Anything else, Mark?
Well, if you just had any ideas about, like, maybe some low-tech ideas for communication, say that if cell phones and everything else went down, that some way that we can keep media still going of probably
the biggest thing is everybody should save this show, my films, other materials, and have card copies of it, because they are moving into a Chinese-style internet. Mm-hmm. They're certainly attempting that. But we're on shortwave as well, and, you know, start your own local hand-delivered newsletter. Get a couple sponsors, like the Green Sheets. Create micro-local media with your own views. But it takes time, but just keep doing it. Any comments on that, Tommy, ways to, you know, really stay connected?
Well, I mean, I think what he's trying to say, though, is that if they do pull out all energy, say they just stop the energy grid, you know, how are we going to play your movies? You know, how are we going to get the word across? You can't run a DVD player. You can't run a TV, you know. And so it really is a pretty good way to just bring everything to a grinding halt. So I think we need to be aware of that. We need to be prepared for that.
Well, I mean, the globalist, John P. Holdren, under a fake environmental guy, says he wants an end to U.S. industry. Well, that's what NAFTA and GATT were always designed to do. And then they move it all to China where there's no environmental controls. Mark, thank you. Brandon in Texas, last caller, but I'll get to Brian and Ernie because Tommy will be gone. Brandon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm 19. I just want to say that this is what pisses me off the most about the New World Order is the fact that they're suppressing these free energy technologies. And I just want to direct Tom to the Orion Project. I think it's led by a Dr. Stephen Greer, and I think their main focus is just to get a bunch of scientists and stuff who know how to create these free energy systems together and to like fund it and build it so that it can't be suppressed, and so that when they release it, the average person can buy it. So
right, we're out of time. We're out of time, Brandon. But that's a good point, and that's what Collapsus and other projects like it are doing. Is it's getting people to look around them and realize, where did this meat come from? Where did the power and these lights come from? Where did this camera come from? You know, how did this watch get made? You know, it makes you think about your environment, and I think that's really the beginning of awakening. Tommy, closing comments.
I agree. And again, thanks for having me on your show. And if we could give, Google and the CIA a special birthday message, let them know that we're onto them and do a search for Collapsus plus Energy and Conspiracy, I'd be happy.
Collapsus, Energy, Conspiracy, those three words. We'll see if it hits number one. It's up to the listeners. Tommy, thanks for giving us an in-depth first view of the Collapsus.com website. Search term to get into the site, InfoWars. God bless you, my friend.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Always great to have award-winning filmmaker Tommy Pallotta on with us, maker of Scanner Darkly.
the question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm going to get to Brian, Ernie, and Scott's calls at least this hour. But I wanted to get into that little brainstorm I had this morning. I have them every morning after I exercise, jump in the shower, getting dressed. And I just wrote some basic notes, 8 different points that I want to go over that all tie into the basic same idea of understanding our existence on this planet and what we face as a society. And to realize that we're all basically like lab rats within a controlled paradigm being given false choices, and that you are being experimented upon. You are being manipulated. I'm being experimented on. I'm being manipulated. I have to go through all sorts of hoops just to avoid GMO crops, just to not bathe in sodium fluoride that's absorbed by my skin, that they admit massively increases cancers and infertility and lower IQ. All of that is admitted. In fact, did you search the term fluoride cancer, fluoride bone cancer? I want to put some mainstream news on screen for people. I mean, this is admitted. But then you go to a city council or you go to a state house. There's WebMD, study links fluoride to bone cancer in men. And there's literally hundreds and hundreds of those studies. And it does not strengthen teeth. It actually weakens teeth when it's taken internally. And I go back to the fact that if you put it on topically, yes, it does strengthen the enamel of the teeth. But that's like drinking suntan lotion to not get a sunburn. It's a joke. They know why they're putting it in the water. Now, here are the points I want to go over. Think how fast things are changing, for good and for bad. Real threats to the human race, controlled and uncontrolled. Number three, don't let them control your reality via television and other mediums. And for those that are serving the system, you are signing on to real horror, not simulated. I'll explain that. And I want to make the point we're all in this together, even if you've made a conscious decision to serve evil. Another point I want to make, we need to be hard-nosed. Then I want to get into one of the biggest secrets of the New World Order. And I want to talk about the family. And so let's just go over these central points. Think how fast things are changing. And then realize the change we're seeing is limited. 10 to 30 to 40 years old, depending on what technological development it is. Under the guise of national security, they control all the major IT companies, the big software companies, through the DARPA and federal funding. These major corporations control the government, who then sets the rules for individuals. And we are in the middle of titanic change. And if you look at all the change being promoted by the architects of the system, it's bad. It's fundamentally corrupt. It goes against common sense and what our species is designed to do. But you look at all that bad that's happening and accelerating. Good is also growing and accelerating just as fast because of that universal law. For every action, there's an equal reaction. So that's the point that I wanted to make, is that we see really the common sense of the general public in every poll. They're against the globalists and what their policies and agenda are. Now I want to get into one of the most important points that I scribbled this morning and I wanted to talk about, and that is real threats to humanity. We're given false threats of carbon dioxide because they want to tax the carbon cycle. Gives them total jurisdiction and control over every facet of our lives. Allows the megacorporations to selectively have government only allow them to operate where nobody else can. All these new taxes. But then we have real threats. And I talked about this earlier. Genetically modified salmon with eel genes and insect genes and, you know, monkeys that have been mixed with glowing jellyfish for a decade on sale. Just so... they're pretty popular in Asia. I haven't seen any here in the U.S. In fact, if you guys search that, people won't believe it. Jellyfish monkey cross. I need to get that on screen. Yeah, it's very important. I mean, I can't. Look, I had a guy going back 10 years ago, I guess about 8 years ago. So my wife was pregnant with our first child, so it was about 8 years ago. I went to Conan's Pizza at about 9 at night. She wanted some pizza. And a guy came over and poked me in the back, and I turned around and almost slugged him. Because he poked me hard, and he said, you know, I used to like you, but you're a liar. There's no such thing as cross species. I took biology at UT, and I said, when? He goes, in 1975. And I said, sir, they've been crossing all sorts of species. It's called GMO. And he just said, no, you're a liar. Well, there it is, New Scientist. GM monkey passes jellyfish gene to offspring. And there's a whole group of these glowing jellyfish monkeys where they have jellyfish genetics in their skin and they glow in the dark. I mean, you can't make that up. Okay, there it was. So, I mean, I say this stuff and the media and magazines and newspapers take clips out of it and play it and go, look, he's nuts. You know, he says the government wants to make us gay. That was big last week. Well, they took the clip out of context. I was reading out of mainstream news about the Pentagon wanting to release hormones to make the Iraqi military gay. I was just reading what the news said. Anything to do with gay people or bashing anybody. But they want to make it part of that left-right paradigm. And I was going on to say bisphenol A makes men feminine. And when they've given bisphenol A to rats, they start, accentuating what already happens naturally, where two males will get together. Or females will become hyper feminine and go into puberty early and then develop cancer early. I mean, I was just reading what's all over the news, but they take it out of context, and it's clips of, you know, me out there on the web going, glowing monkeys. And it just shows how every attack against this radio show is a straw man. It's never real. And I'm not mad that I'm being attacked. That shows I'm having an effect. I'm mad for people that are so intellectually dishonest that they don't just lie to their viewers or readers. They believe their own lie. They're delusional. It's like saying sodium fluoride isn't bad for you, and you're a conspiracy theorist if you say it is bad for you. No, I'm telling the truth. And then what does that tell you? There it is. Baby male monkeys act more like female infants after BPA exposure in the womb. Environmental health news. I mean, all I did was report, and then I've got all the Club of Rome UN documents where they don't care morally whether you're homosexual or heterosexual. It's not even a moral judgment. Okay? You know, for the sake of debate being neutral on it, I was stating that they want that lifestyle, and that's why the government and media push it, so that you won't have children to reduce population. And you can pull up those documents. But see, it's just easier to say I'm a lunatic saying bisphenol A liner and fruit box packages is making boys feminine. Well, you know what it's doing to little girls? It's making them go into puberty at 7, and then their life cycle accelerates, and they get breast cancer at 25. That's not a joke. Women having their breasts radiated and then chopped off isn't funny. You think burying young women is cute? You think it's cute the government's on record putting HIV in shots for gay men in the 1970s in New York and San Francisco? That's been declassified. You think that's funny? Think that's about bashing gay people? See, and they'll giggle and laugh while they're being murdered because it's fun just to laugh at Alex Jones. It's totally sick. It's totally and completely sick. That's a side issue. I just start thinking about everything they're doing to us. I mean, people need to understand that you are under attack, period. I'm going to do a video on this later for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and of course it'll be put out for everybody at YouTube. That's another complaint I get. I give members, so we can pay for this whole office, the show first, you know, the radio's free, but the TV, the films in the highest quality, and then promote them for free for everybody else, and then they have paid trolls on the message board complaining that it's not free day one and that somebody who pays gets a higher quality version. Well, how do you think we're here? How do you think we operate? And again, I'm not mad that people criticize me. It's that they do it from a dishonest, mentally bankrupt, fraudulent level. I mean, how could somebody take the last 5 minutes of what I just said, warning women about breast cancer and ovarian cancer? I mean, it attacks all the major glands involved in reproduction. And then turn that into gay bashing. It has nothing to do with it. I was reporting what all the studies show. You feminize a male monkey or a dog or a Homo sapiens sapien, that's what they then show proclivity to. And this isn't a game, folks. We've done the research. We know what we're talking about. But let me just briefly give you some of the real threats. Number one, genetic engineering. Open air cross species already spreading into other plants, other animals, just causing unbelievable havoc, generating mutated viruses, bacteria, superbugs, plagues that we can't even imagine. The government bioweapons labs creating airborne human mouse pox that kills, according to ABC News, 99% of whatever mammal species it's designed for. The government produced 8 years ago, the Australian and U.S. government, weaponized mouse pox and then released the recombinant DNA recipe on the internet. In fact, they won't believe that. Search engine the term. Mouse pox formula released by Australian University. That's a real threat, not carbon dioxide exhaled by humans. So I want to go over a few of the real threats both controlled and uncontrolled. Some of this we can't control. But that ties into the biggest secret dealing with the New World Order. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Remember when I said you spell freedom, F-O-O-D? It's really true. Legislation is in the process of restricting the growing and sharing of food. And a record number of Americans, over 43 million, depend on the government to feed themselves. Food prices are going up for Americans. Prices are going up, even for eFoodsDirect.com. This will require their first price increase in 3 years. The most important thing Americans can do for their own freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of high-quality storable food. Because of the huge response to this buy three and get one free special, eFoodsDirect.com will continue this special until September 27th. Right now, you can buy three and get one free at the old prices. But move fast, because this offer ends September 27th. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Back live. I've got a long list of these, and again, I'm going to produce a special video that will air in the next few days here on the radio / television program. If you want to see the TV part, folks, PrisonPlanet.tv. But dealing with real threats, genetic engineering, nuclear weapons, government bioweapons programs, and you guys did find the mousepox story, right, where the U.S. and Australian governments put out the genetic a code for a mouse pox that can be designed for humans that kills 99% of those that come in contact with it. I mean, all of this is real. That's the one they found. That's from AP. A genetically engineered mousepox virus designed to evade vaccines, underscoring biotechnology's deadly potential. Yeah, that's it. That's one of them. And it kills 99% of humans that come in contact with. This is what the government is making. In fact, this strain, it killed all of the mice. And we said they could easily change it for humans. And they do this in the name of biodefense, and it evades all vaccines. That's the type of real threat. And what we know of is 10 to 40, depending on which technology you look at, or more, old technology. They have more advanced technology. And that's why the globalists are on such power trips. And while the general public's busy, obsessed with football and mindless issues, the controllers of this planet are openly saying they're setting up the global government to kill Alex Jones, to kill John Doe, to kill you. And then you've got the uncontrolled things like sun flares or giant asteroids or, you know, things like that. But those events happen, you know, every million years. That's just a dead reckoning, you know, guesstimation of what many scientists say. This is something we're dealing with now, exponential technology. And the globalists claim, going back 100 years, they wanted world government with the League of Nations and the UN and to end the threat of us destroying ourselves. That's been the big push since the nuclear age started in 1945, officially. But they were worried about it in 1900 when they had the equations from Max Planck and others. The German physicist. And that's one of the big secrets of the New World Order, is they claim they're doing all this to protect the Earth, to protect themselves, to put in a system to, you know, to suppress all these technologies, but they develop them. They're so corrupt, they give them the third world countries as a pretext to invade them. And when you look at it, the globalists say they're survival of the fittest because they're ruthless, they're cunning, they're inbred, they're psychopathic many times. They've passed on these psychopathic traits by intermarrying. And you're giving psychopathic, nihilistic, murderous, transhumanist control freaks demigod-like powers, but they're still men and they're corrupt. And if you really look at all the evidence, they're probably going to destroy the planet. Something right out of Revelations, you know, killing the ocean, killing two-thirds of the planet. I mean, all of that is a real threat. And then they say they're selling global government in the name of stopping all of that. You know, they tell the public it's to end poverty and to stop the global warming. And that's just the public excuses. But in the published UN annals, Club of Rome, CFR, it's available but not widely disseminated. They say they've got to do this to save the Earth from GMO, to save the Earth from genetic engineering, to save the Earth from nuclear weapons, when they are the ones rapidly deploying it open air. They have a death wish. And so many of the global controllers are not really controllers. They think they are. They're compartmentalized. They're on power trips. They've been given a limited view into what they're building, what they're conjuring. But we are now here at this point, and it is so important to get this message out to everyone that people need to understand that even if you're a powerful billionaire, your future, your children's future is threatened by this consortium that you are a part of, even if you're compartmentalized. You must wake up to the full horror. I mean, if we can't get the general public to wake up to the fact that sodium fluoride in their water and many other foods is deadly and reduces IQ, fertility, increases cancer, how are we going to get people concerned about GMO crops that we know kill the animals that eat them and debilitate and kill the humans that eat them long term? And the system knows this. The system is doing this on purpose. This is nightmarish. And the globalists are so arrogant, they believe their technology is so much more advanced that whatever they're releasing on us, they can control. No, the globalists are good at destroying things. They're good at creating mischief and then organizing the crisis so they get more power. But they're not God. They're not omnipresent, no matter if Google thinks they are. And they are going to destroy themselves along with us with them. So we need to pray to God that people open up their minds and their souls and realize this threat. We'll be back to break down more of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
To illustrate what I'm talking about, how globalism is for the ultra rich. Remember last week it came out, tens of millions of pounds of money in British pounds every year to the Queen of England and her scores of palaces. And they were using funds for the poor to be able to do that for their heating bills while they're cutting old people's gas allotment. Meanwhile, Prince Charles is running around saying, lower your carbon footprint for the earth. Don't take a bath. You know, don't use energy. But these people literally own more than half of England. And then I saw a video of the party meeting to be told by Kim Jong-il that his son, remember, his daddy made him the dictator of North Korea, and now his, by all reports, completely delusional, snot-nosed child will be the new dictator. Millions of people starve to death every year in Korea. It is total dehumanization. We know that these ruthless elites produce a living hell. And our own government wants a collectivist model here. Let's play this video, and it's got the North Korean TV jabbering as it shows the party officials arriving in the North Korean capital. I mean, this is so surreal. I mean, huge attention. The Party Congress of Workers, Korea arrived here at the Capitol. Oh, yes. They enthusiastically welcome the delegates in the Workers' Party of Korea. And they arrive in their 60-year-old train. They've all got foreign suitcases. They can't even manufacture suitcases. But that's how we're going to be here soon. We can't manufacture anything. Everybody's dressed so nice. That's what we're fighting against here. All right, I want to premiere this 15-minute video. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Help us take the InfoWar to the next level. Here's the video audio tour of the new studios. Only you can make this happen. We are on such an important mission. Please, ladies and gentlemen, help expand the InfoWar. Here it is. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
It's the fall of 2010. The entire planet is awakening to the one world government being established by the private central megabanks that have orchestrated the world financial collapse. I have been on the air for 15 years. I started out with very meager beginnings, but thanks to listeners' support, spreading the word about the broadcast, telling people about InfoWars.com, purchasing our books and videos, we've been able to build a truly independent alternative media platform that is challenging the false left-right paradigm. The population of the planet is in the beginning stages of a massive awakening, one of the biggest political realignments, not just in the United States, but worldwide we've ever seen. But the technocrats, with all their slick propaganda, are turning up the heat. That's why we are attempting to expand our operations. Just 2.5 years ago, we made the decision to move into these offices. We built the studio. We expanded our film production, our web news operations, and we were able to do it successfully thanks to your support. Now the media admits that billions of dollars a year of taxpayer money is funded to ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, local stations. They now admit that much of their funding comes from the government and taxpayers. We don't have any of that funding. We don't have Fortune 500 sponsors. We don't have the big backing of News Corp like Glenn Beck does. We want to bring a true message of constitutionalism, a true message of liberty and freedom that is for national defense but not for invading innocent countries, that is no compromise on the Second Amendment and our borders and our sovereignty, that pushes to get us out of the criminal United Nations. That's why I'm asking you, if you believe in what we've done, to support the Money Bomb coming up October 14th. I'm going to be broadcasting on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv 24 hours. We're going to air exclusive interviews with many of the top researchers in the world during that 24-hour. We're going to have live guests on, but also video interviews we're going to be playing. We already have a lot of folks showing huge interest in the Money Bomb. More than $20,000 without us even promoting it has already been donated. The last two Money Bombs we did raised more than $300,000 apiece. We need to be strong and actually expand during these hard times so the true message of liberty can get out there and expose the controlled left and the controlled right. So I want to give you a tour of the studios we've built in the last 2 years. Because while we've been building this, we've been doing the radio, making films, doing the websites, doing interviews. So we're having to do all this at the same time. And it's taken us a long time, but we've gotten it done because we're not some big mega corporation. We are individual people and a crew of around 20 that have been able to bring this together. And so I just want to thank you for supporting us, for spreading the word about the show, for supporting our sponsors, for buying the books and DVDs. Also want to thank my crew, everyone here at the office, for the dedication that they've shown, because I'm the face of InfoWars, but without my crew and the great research and the tireless work they've put in, none of this would have been possible. So it's all of us working together. So now I'm going to take you through the old studios we built in the last 2 years and show you the new studios, and I'm going to ask for your help. We're standing inside the radio/TV multicast center, and we did all this with prosumer gear for about $100,000. And that may sound like a lot to people, but that's on the total low end of what it takes to do what we're doing. Because remember, we're individual citizens who are learning and doing this on our own. We're not the globalist. That's why this is so original and so important and so effective. We're reaching millions of people a day now, not millions of people a week. That is so exciting. Now we're going to the next level. We moved from a 3,500-foot facility to the 7,400-foot facility. And in that time frame, we've done thousands of radio shows and interviews. We have produced Fall the Republic and the Obama Deception that collectively have been seen more than 40 million times for free online. We couldn't have done that without your support. This is the tip of the spear, the front lines of the info war. And really in the last year, I've had to recognize that we're the best there is. I don't like that. I like just being one more soldier. But I've come to the realization that InfoWars is the front line. We're having the biggest effect. So I have a responsibility to up our game, to really accelerate our resistance against the globalists. So again, please support the October 14th, 2010 money bomb. And remember, everything that is produced by InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it's you out there that buys the DVDs so that we can then give it to everyone else for free and educate people. That's something the mega corporate giants would never do because they're authoritarian parasites. They're nothing but mercenaries. We're here spreading the true message of liberty. We're releasing on average 2 films a year and hundreds of special video reports. The 3-hour radio show 6 days a week. And now we're trying to up the level of that to 4 films a year and 2 TV shows a week. Here you've got another one of the common areas where we've got video editing, webmasters, this is Kurt Nemo's cubicle. We've got customer service right up here at the front. This is the InfoWars operation. We're here in Rob's little cubicle where he's done such a great job and gotten so much information out. And that's one reason we expanded so we can move our video editors into a little bit bigger areas just so they can store all the hard drives and videotapes. Here you can see the used cubicles we got for about $1,500, but they've done a good job here in the common area. We've got another little video editing area in here. Let me show you Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dyke's offices where we actually edit our main films like the Obama Deception and Endgame. Truth Rising, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, Invisible Empire, all made right in here. But if you go back to films like America Destroyed by Design, they were made at Access Television in Austin, Texas, and at my house on a computer that took about an hour to render 1 minute of video. And here we are in Aaron Dyke's office. So much of the great webmastering and articles that are written for InfoWars, Prison Planet, JonesReport.com. It's done right here. The video editing, a lot of the research for films, the fact checking. It all goes on right in here in Aaron Dyke's nest. I guess it's kind of like that movie Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come. But we're not building a baseball stadium. You know, this all grows out of my frustration about losing our Second Amendment, our property rights, 16, 17 years ago and deciding to get an Access Television show. And really the heart of it is listeners buying the books, the DVDs, the films. And here we are in a little shipping department where our great crew ship the books and videos out to you. And again, every part of the InfoWars crew is just as vital as the other. And this really is, at the end of the day, the heart of our operation, because this is how you're able to support us and get materials that are filled with the truth and information to accelerate the awakening out there of all the Americans and people worldwide who are so hungry for answers and so hungry for real truth. All right, so you've seen the new old studio that we were able to build thanks to your support. Let me show you the shell of the studio we built from an empty warehouse right next door. We've done the math, and to furnish this cheaply, to hire the 3 or 4 people we need, to buy the video switchers, the high-def cameras, the equipment, the servers. It's going to cost at least $400,000. That's why our goal with this money bomb is $500,000. And remember, tens of billions of dollars are spent of your taxpayer money every year. You don't have a choice in what they call behavior placement. They now admit they're doing it, paying for news, paying for anti-family, anti-Second Amendment, pro-global government messages to put in television shows, you name it. The propaganda is inside the show. We don't have that support of the New World Order. We have your support. We're not like the government coming with guns and making you give. It's your choice. Let me give you a quick tour. It's got four offices for IT people, webmasters, writers, video editors. And we've already got some basic furniture. Here's another office. Here's the war room, so we can have a conference table, strategize. I can also do phone radio interviews in here. And of course, this is very exciting, the men and women's bathrooms. And here we are in this Star Trek size control room. But we're planning to do blue screen in here with some of the video reports. We're going to have video editing in here and also the control center for the television shows that we're developing. All of this done organically by the citizen media via your support. All of this was done as economical as possible, but we still didn't skimp on quality so we can get the job done as best as possible. You've got the soundproofing in here. You've got the scaffolding for the lighting system that I'm about to purchase next week. We're going to have our high-def cameras in here. Right now, we've just got a basic desk in here. We're going to get a broadcast desk. We're going to have a television screen so I can show people what I'm talking about on the different programs. We're intending to do a daily news brief put out for free on the Internet for the general public. And then also, as I said earlier, produce a weekly television show that we're going to try to get on some satellite network so we can also deliver that for free to the planet. But we're going to have to pay for that. So again, it's your support that will make or break this operation. But I have no doubt that fellow InfoWarriors who have a love of liberty and the truth are going to come through. And you support us in other ways, by spreading the word about the radio show, about supporting the sponsors, buying the books and DVDs. It's just these money bombs, which were the idea of listeners going back 3 years ago, that really pushed us over the edge and gave us the funds to confidently expand. And there's also a lot of covert attacks we go through, daily hack attacks, other forms of harassment that I'm not going to get into because our research shows that only encourages the criminals in government and corporate America. But here you are in the heart of the new studio. Think about how far we've come, thanks to your support and my great crew, that a year ago this was an empty shell. And so the next time you see this, we'll have the set design completed. And I'll be in this room reaching tens of millions of more people per month, thanks to your support. That's why I'm asking viewers and listeners and supporters of all we do at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to step up to the plate and to donate as much as comfortable for you to the money bomb. If you're not doing well financially, as most people are, please don't donate. Not a cent. But if you've got extra and you want to put it towards a cause that you know will have maximum effect, where can you look and find an institution, an organization, a media outlet that produces more bang for the buck? We are the info war. You are the info war. And I'm asking you, October 14th, 2010, to join us for the marathon 24-hour broadcast. I may even go longer, with special live interviews and exclusive video interviews that we're going to be transmitting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on AM and FM stations across the country. We understand that society is at that critical juncture, that critical crossroad. And I'm not going to sit back and just be comfortable with the effect we're having of reaching 2 million people a day. I want to attempt to go to the next level, 10, 20, 30 million people a day. And this is the rebel base. This is the center that we will launch the attack on the Death Star from in the info war. Join us for the 24-hour marathon money bomb. at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com on October 14th and track the latest news and developments at InfoWars.com. The ball is in your court. Well, my friends, you've gotten the tour. We're not like NPR that's funded by all the big tax-free foundations, the Ford Foundation, David Rockefeller, and your taxpayer money. We are supported by you, by word of mouth, by your support of the sponsors, and by these money bombs. And that's why I've taken up the challenge. I'm like the captain. I'm either going to sail this ship or I'm going to go down with it. I'm not giving up on free humanity, on liberty, on everything that's good in life. When I look at my beautiful, wonderful children full of creativity and literally the light of God in their eyes, I realize that I've got to, while I'm alive, put every bit of energy I can in to the fight against tyranny. That's why the globalists try to make you feel powerless, because in truth, you have incredible power. Thank you for supporting the October 14, 2010 Money Bomb. Find out more at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And folks, I'm going to come back and hit some final news, maybe even jamming a few calls for folks that are holding in the final segment of this four-hour transmission. But it really is up to you whether we're going to have the success of getting more information out or not.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
By the way, if you're a radio listener and want to see the tour of the studios, it's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, an article and a video. Help Us Take the InfoWar to the Next Level is the name of the story and where you can find the video. Please email it out to everyone you know. That's the power of this audience. And again, I want to commend and thank all of you that have already supported us over the years from the bottom of my heart.
Let's jam in a few final calls here at the end of this fourth hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. You were talking earlier about some technology, and I wanted to let the viewers know this. If they Google patent number 647-0214, that's patent number 647-0214, they're going to get enlightened, especially if they think a lot of the stuff that you talk about isn't true. That's about brainwave, basically electronic telepathy, ELF technology. It's real. You know, it's a patent. And today, Iran announced that they got hit by a worm, and they're blaming us for it at their nuclear power plant. And I think it's ironic that also today, a gentleman by the name of Captain Robert Salas, along with several other former UK military officers and United States military officers, are before Congress right now as we speak. And what they're talking about is aliens, UFOs flew over military bases and disarmed nuclear weapons.
Well, I didn't know that. Give me a news headline. I know it's now come out that Churchill was covering up the aliens. I know that they announced in the London Guardian the UN has appointed an ambassador for the aliens when they land. Because you know about Project Bluebeam, you know, the government has planned fake alien landings as a hoax to bring in world government.
Exactly. What they're doing is they're trying to say, hey, the aliens are the good guys. And as far as I'm concerned, aliens are demonic. But we have the technology to create aliens. We can make airplanes invisible. We have the ceramic armor to do it. We can make tanks invisible.
Now, I know they admit they have the invisible tanks. It all sounds crazy, but it's all real. Interesting points, Brian. Ernie in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, thanks for getting me on. I wanted to thank Tommy for his new mixed media project. It's a real good expression of, like, when you're watching Obama Deception or Follow the Republic and you're doing your research or listen to your guys' show in the morning, you know? So I just wanted to give you that. But, hey, I wanted to also bring up this straw man argument you've been talking about. Here's a quote from one of Tommy's films. When this guy's talking politics with one of the characters, we all know the function of the media world. Their job is to persuade us to accept those evils, so it's relevant, you know? Also, I want to talk about those GMO Camaros you've been talking about. I mean, obviously, it's some occult alchemic innovations that have only recently been, you know.
And it endangers the planet. It gives rise to all these mutated viruses and bacteria. But meanwhile, the fake environmentalists are saying, give our liberties up or the carbon dioxide will kill us. I mean, it's just incredible. Great points, Ernie. Let's jam in Scott in Arizona. Scott, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Hey, I wanted to bring up something you probably might have not heard of. It's a big company called BioSeeds. They're getting ready to launch this in Wall Street. And it basically, it's synthetic human cells that they say that now that through the pharmaceutical companies, they're going to be able to grow. Like if you have bad tissue in your body from heart disease or anything, they inject these cells, they're synthetic human cells, and they'll grow the tissue back for you. They also grew an esophagus.
No, I've seen it. Right. And people will sell out anything to get it. But meanwhile, the globalists, that makes sense when they're out saying we got to get rid of the general public because they don't want to give all this to the general public. They're testing it on us. Then they take what works, put it under national security, keep it for themselves. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. God bless you all. We couldn't do any of this without you. We'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Excellent job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. GCNLive.com today.